We go to this intergalactic conference and there's two parts to it. And the situation is like this. So look, we are there and in the conference, there's 1,000 spots for people. But the problem is...
Hey, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of the You Versus You podcast, where I talk with members of the Council for Human Development about how we can expand our minds and recode reality. Today, I'm here with David Karasek, and he's going to walk us through an exercise of how we can connect with someone on a deeper level and find more meaning.
You're going to be doing the work today, and I'm going to, you know, guide you a little bit in this.
Okay.
So we talked like many times by now. Do you remember how much of reality or reality it's, you know, it's all only an illusion to us, but how much of what is like all matter, electromagnetic waves, how much of it can we decode? Do you remember?
1% or something like that?
Yeah, it's 0.0035% that we can decode with our five senses, okay? This is very important because when we can accept that, we know very little about what is going on in the world, then that opens all the possibilities to, you know, for growth. Because if we think we know it all, we're like at the max almost and the room is like very little, right? So the power comes from accepting our ignorance. And also, you know, science is, let me read you one quote. Dr. Joe Dispenza, who said, "We should never wait for science to give us permission to do the uncommon. If we do, then we are turning science into another religion." And you see, like if we wait for science and that becomes another religion because we think, oh, science knows it, science knows everything. Religions are just here to
give us control, hope, I think.
Hope and also control us, to give us belonging, because there's 10,000 religions here, you know, and they say, okay, it's like that. But why should you believe it's really like that? Why not like this or like that, you know? So science knows so little about what there is, and only about 5% is matter, and the rest is dark energy. And dark matter, it's called dark because they have no clue what it is. So, you know, when we try to navigate our reality, we need to be okay with not knowing. We need to welcome that we need what we call a philosophical belief system. So even though science cannot explain everything, we can still have our values and our, we call it the meaning, purpose, and destiny of why we're here. Okay, and with the exercise that we're going to do, this is something that you can also do because it's super easy. It's a story, and you can do that with your friends and, you know, just get into really cool conversations, like deeper conversation, not just like, yo, how was your week? Oh, it sucked. Oh, yeah, it was quite good, but I'm tired. You know, it's just something that people haven't heard of.
For sure.
Okay? All right, so you ready?
Let's do it.
All right, so it starts like this. You and me. I'm taking you to an intergalactic conference somewhere in the universe, okay? And I guess I should ask you the question first. Do you believe that there's other beings in the universe?
Yeah, that there's life, yeah.
There is, right? I mean, the universe is, so gigantic.
Yeah.
I mean, it would be like very egocentric and almost stupid to believe that we're the only ones, only life, right? All right, so... We go to this intergalactic conference and there's two parts to it. And the situation is like this. So look, we are there and in the conference, there's 1,000 spots for people. But the problem is that there's 100,000 people, it's beings of all over the universe. They're waiting to get in that conference. That conference is like the best conference in the universe and everybody wants to go there. Now, here's the thing. There's a possibility that we human beings are not the most advanced in this whole universe. So there's going to be beings that are much more advanced than us, okay? So we get to that conference together and, you know, you have, when you get to a seminar, you have like outside, you have the registration and you give like your name and so you get a label. So the first question I have for you is, what would you want to put on that label? And I'll help you with this. Look, there is no right and wrong. It's just like exploring like deeper thoughts that we never had. Like, how do you want to identify yourself if there's a dwarf alien coming, you know? And what would you say who you are?
Okay, wow.
What would you put in a, if you went to a conference with humans at a seminar and you put your name, Agnes Billick, and then what do you put like under that?
I think open to discover.
Open to discover. Okay, so then somebody comes to you and says open to discover what? It could be like, you know, imagine, could be maybe there's a race out there that's very sexual and you say open to discover, like what?
Well, the nice part about it is that many people come to you because they're curious and they want to interact with you, so you get to see more possibilities and what's out there. And that's what it's about, right? Gaining knowledge and seeing what's out there so that you can also find your path and see what fits for you.
Okay, very good. It's I think we agree on this. What is very limiting in a way is when you come and you say, I'm a, you know, Agnes Billick, lawyer.
That's,
you know,
course.
That's like one of those words, right? The other more advanced societies, they might say, we don't have laws. Like what's a lawyer? We don't need a lawyer, right? It's like not of interest, but that's the reality is when you look in the world, a lot of people, they do that, right? And I would include myself in that a year ago, I would say I'm a banker. And that came up quite a lot. So people ask you and, you know, you might say I'm a podcaster or things like that, but this is an identity that we have and it's very, it has a beginning, a middle and an end. And there, we are so much more than that, right? So just defining ourselves, like putting ourselves in a box is not super cool because we limit ourselves. We limit our, you know, everything, everybody we interact with because, you know, when the conversation, when you introduce yourself as a podcaster, where does the conversation usually go?
Well, I mean, I guess if the person is interested in the podcast, what they like to listen to, what are the coolest people you ever talked to? I guess in that direction.
Mm-hmm. And it's quite predictable in a sense, right? Because you've had it many, many times. And I remember with bank, what bank, how long? Oh, cool. Do you know that guy? Oh, cool. It's like predictable. Mm. So if we start to change that a little bit, you know, we open up deeper connection and all this stuff. So, okay, now that was part one. So you got that label, you're open to discover, which is pretty cool. Now we need to assume that they read your language and all that, but we assume that. So, but now comes the more important part is this, because now you have the label and you're waiting in line, okay? And me, I made a deal with some of the guys because I speak the language or whatever. And now I'm the bouncer at the door and I decide of all the 100,000 beings that wanted to get in, I decide you get in, you don't, you get in. Okay. So I'm standing there like that and you approach me.
Yeah.
And the question is, what would you tell me that I'll let you in?
Maybe I wouldn't just talk, but just give you a hug because I bet that's really different and not many people do that. So you stand out and you give someone warmth. So this person will immediately kind of feel better. So that's definitely a distinguishing factor.
Okay. And oh, that's interesting. I've never heard that answer. That's a very nice. So so I'm standing there, you're giving me a hug. Okay. Yeah. And what are you doing here? I'm not saying it's not right or it's wrong, but what are you doing here when you say that I'll feel better when you give me a hug?
Well, I said that you probably will feel better. So
why is that?
If I imagine that you're standing at a conference the whole day and you're just like looking at people and selecting who's gonna go in or not, I can imagine that quite some people start negotiating and come up with boost their ego and tell you while they're so super cool and important. And then if you just go there and treat the other person as a human and kind of give them warmth and give them a hug and just say, hey, I see you and appreciate you. I think this person will feel valued and it will make a difference.
Okay. I like that answer a lot. It's just what you're doing though is you're taking what you think is, you know, you think it makes me feel in a certain way. That's why you take that action, right? So I would probably tell you, all right, get in. That's good. But let's go to the the meaning of it. Like, what does that do when you give me a hug? Because it's going in the exact right direction, what I believe is one of the truths of the universe or of anybody, basically. So what does that do when you give me a hug? It makes me feel better. And what else? And
we will feel connected.
And more? Keep expanding the thought. Hugging and then...
I mean, it's something very positive. I guess you will be more also in your feeling than in your thoughts. And be more like in the moment.
Mm-hmm. That's right. When you come to this planet as a baby, what do you experience at first? From your parents, from...
I mean, the smells and the colors, you know, I think a lot is about you open your eyes and just like you try to make sense of the world.
What about the feeling? What's the feeling that you get as a baby?
Well, when you come into the world in the beginning, I think it's very traumatic. And then probably when you're with your mom, it's like warmth and you will feel better.
Warmth and?
Belonging.
Yes, and?
Love.
Yes. So look, when you come there and I stand and I'm a bouncer and I'm not in such a great mood, right? And you tell me I'm here to, you know, I'm a banker. Okay, we don't have banks. We don't need money. Then you could say, okay, I'm here to learn something. Then you say, okay, we have enough people already. Like, you know, the place is full. We have a lot. They're much smarter than you, right? If you're here to connect, then you say, well, again, we have too many people or too many beings already there. We're already connected. We speak through the universe. It's like, you know, what can you give us? What are your value? And what you said is really, really beautiful. And that's why I said I would let you in with a hug. And let's expand a little bit. It goes with the love and the belonging and the connection, okay? Because when you first come to the planet, you experience a baby love, right? That you're just given a lot of love. And then we move into our teens and we have our first relationships. And a lot of us go into something that we call transactional love. It's like you give love, but you expect something in return. You have certain expectations and, you know, it's like this. You need to learn about all these things. But basically, at some point, you probably realize, all right, I don't want to be in a relationship, in a transactional love relationship for the rest of my life because something is off, right? So then the next step is then for you to realize that you first need to love yourself. When you have self-love, that's when your aura changes and you start to attract different people in your life because you're at peace with yourself. You know you're good enough. It doesn't mean you can't get better, but it is good as it is at the moment and you love it. You love yourself for it. So that's a different thing, vibration that you send out. And you will attract other men, for example. In my case, other women. That doesn't matter. And then the next and the last step, I would say, is that when we love ourselves, we can then move into unconditional love, which is exactly what the word says. It's to give love without any expectations and or conditions. And that is not only with a partner, but it's also it could be to nature. It could be from me to you. It could be you from you. You know, it can be from you to the bouncer in a sense. So because
to everyone.
To everyone and everything.
Everything.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Because when we human beings, when we compare, we shouldn't, I mean, for this exercise, let's compare. Usually we're saying it's not so cool when we compare ourselves with other beings because we're unique. Right.
Yeah.
But when we compare ourselves with other more intelligent beings in the universe, there basically everything could be, or they could already have. And the best that we humans can do and the meaning of our life could be to experience unconditional love, to give it and to receive it. Okay. Because everything, again, like if they're more advanced, if they have an IQ of 200,000 instead of 150, you know, they have all the work that we want to do, everything is already taken care of. But the love, that's the best that we can do. And if that's not good enough, because they also have programs for that or whatever, then I guess it wasn't our time to get in that conference. But that's why, like, the meaning of life is to experience the love. And that's maybe a bit tainted with my personal opinion, because there's other people that say we're here, we're unique, we're here to experience and learn something, which is also super cool. That's why we're always saying it's your own philosophical belief system. But it's important that we realize it goes really, really deep. And similar to how we can deconstruct that and bring it down to how most of things happen out of love and through love, is if you take that pen, you can, so this is plastic and a little bit of, you know, metal there. So we can strip that and bring it into molecules, right? So atoms that are put together. Then again, we can strip those molecules into atoms. Then we have atoms. Then the atoms we can split again into the nucleus, which are protons and neurons, and the electrons on the outside. Then the nucleus, the electrons like this, they're the smallest that they can be. But then the nucleus again, we can divide into protons and neurons. And then the neurons and the protons, again, we can split into up quarks and down quarks. And that is, as far as we know, the smallest particles or waves or whatever that is, like that everything is made out of. And it's similar with this. When we bring everything back to love, it's for what we know, what we can experience is the best that we can do. And if I can make a suggestion, is like the meaning of life is to experience that unconditional love and to move from the mind to the heart. And if you can do that, you know, a lot of things in life will change. Does that sit with you?
It makes sense. So what was the biggest thing that changed for you when you realized that?
Wow. Yeah, it's a good question. I would say that the understanding of people, like how I see them, you know, when I was comparing a lot and I saw the life as something really serious. And when you realize maybe it's more like a game, you're here to learn something, you're here to like have fun. And again, think with the heart more mm-hmm. than with the brain and what we were taught to believe. I think that's what it was. It was just, you see the person, even though you disagree, you see it in a different light. And that opens up all that, like the connection and, you know, and that, you know, the answer that you gave a hug, that, you know, it surprised me. And I think it's a very good answer. Moves in the exact, I mean, yeah, imagine if you're there and yeah, you're just like in, out, and somebody yeah. comes and hugs you. It's like pretty cool. Yeah. So look, this is something that you can, you know, one of the funniest things Alex did it with Kern, and he said he wanted to have an impact on the world. So Kern asked Alex, so you want to go skydiving head first and just run against the planet? You know, you can have a lot of fun with these things depending on the answers. And yeah. You can guide the people because now you know what the end is. And if you know what the end is, you can just, you know, depending on the answers that they give, you can, you know, guide them there and ask some questions, make a little bit of fun of them. And your answers were too good to make fun of you, really. But yeah, you get the point.
Yeah, I get it. Yeah. I mean, you can also always like help someone a little bit more or yeah, it depends how you take it.
Exactly. You can make them sweat as well. Like, you know, you can see how this theme comes out, but maybe you can record it even with a friend of yours and see how it goes, you know?
Yeah, that sounds fun.
To bring it back together, this is for the philosophical belief system. This is, we need it because there's a lot of things we don't know, but we need to hold on to something that we really believe in. And it's philosophical, it's theoretical because we can't prove it, right? Nobody can at this point in time.
Yeah.
And so there's three parts. There's the meaning, purpose, and the destiny. And we did the meaning now, which is, by the way, so I encourage you to, you know, just, and this is very important, to take your time, meditate, think, write, blog, like take a video, whatever it is, expand the thought on why you think you're here and what the meaning is. Because a lot of people are very waffly around these topics because they never... Frankly, it's just they never took the time to think about it. And we just did the 1 week workshop with people where we do like an hour a day where we like, you know, give them some mind maps, train them a little bit. And we asked them to really go and nail it and be very, very precise. Because it's very easy to say, oh, yeah, I have an idea. And then you know how it is. It's like reading a book and never doing the exercises and it won't work. it just won't work. And if you take the time and think about it, so that's the meaning. And then the purpose is these questions, the who, what, where, when, how, and when. This is about like, who are you? What do you want to achieve? Why do you want to achieve it? What environment do you need to get there? So that's like your purpose. This is also, you know, it would be like another session, and it takes probably a bit longer to work through the purpose why you're here. And it's very individual to you. But yeah, start with the meaning and, you know, speak to people about it and see what you'll see. A lot of them, they don't really have like that much of a clue,
yeah,
which is cool, because the potential to grow then is huge, right? That's what we always say. That's huge potential.
Thanks a lot for showing us the exercise, David. And if you want to find out more, please make sure to check out councilforhumandevelopment.org and please share the podcast with your friends on Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram, Twitter with the hashtag Council for Human Development.